100 Days to Freedom program, or way of life, offers a structured and holistic approach, tried and tested, that includes spiritual, nutritional, and physical elements, as well as self-denial opportunities to build character and virtue, strengthen the body, heal the soul, nourish the mind, and most of all allows for a reconnection to the spiritual world and especially with God. The program is offered free in digital format, accessible at www.deaconpat.net. Think of the fisherman's net, deaconpat.net. And each day, a short reflection is shared with a specific theme to be the focus of the day. Today is day 77, and the theme of the day is Stay Awake. It can become very easy to fall asleep in the routine of our lives while going through the motions of work, play, and rest. This falling asleep refers to forgetting the precepts of being a Christian and living life in such a way that Jesus had taught and commanded us to live. Let me share this gospel with you. It's the Gospel of Matthew, chapter 24, verses 37 through 44. Jesus said to his disciples, "As it was in the days of Noah, so it will be at the coming of the Son of Man. In those days before the flood, they were eating and drinking, marrying and giving in marriage, up to the day that Noah entered the ark. They did not know until the flood came and carried them all away. So will it be also at the coming of the Son of Man. Two men will be out in the field, one will be taken and one will be left. Two women will be grinding at the mill, one will be taken and one will be left. Therefore stay awake, for you do not know on which day your Lord will come. Be sure of this. If the master of the house had known the hour of night when the thief was coming, he would have stayed awake and not let his house be broken into. So too you also must be prepared, for at an hour you do not expect, the Son of Man will come." Take a moment and think about your life and the precepts of the Catholic faith. You shall attend Mass on Sundays and on holy days of obligation and rest from servile labor. You shall confess your sins at least once a year. You shall receive the sacrament of the Eucharist at least once during the Easter season. You shall observe the days of fasting and abstinence established by the Church. You shall help to provide for the needs of the Church. I have a short exercise for you. Why don't you list how you're doing in regard to these precepts of the Church? I'll repeat them one more time. You shall attend Mass on Sundays and on holy days of obligation and rest from servile labor. You shall confess your sins at least once a year. You shall receive the sacrament of the Eucharist at least once during the Easter season. You shall observe the days of fasting and abstinence established by the Church. You shall help to provide for the needs of the Church. Let us pray. Lord, I do love you and desire to love you all the more. Help me to remain wide awake in my life of faith. Help me to keep my eyes on you through all things so that I am always prepared for you when you come to me. Jesus, I trust in you. Amen.
I'd like to thank you for listening and also for participating in the 100 Days to Freedom program. Remember, the program workbook with instructions, guidance, reflections, and checklists, which are essential to the program, is available at no cost to you via a link on the blog deaconpat.net. Think of the fisherman's net, deaconpat.net. May God continue to reveal himself a little more and more each day, and may you begin to see and feel his presence ever greater in your life. That is my prayer for you. May God bless you and keep you in his loving embrace.